Welcome back to Hour 2 with the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. We're talking about George Washington's vision and paralleling it to the present. Washington's vision was written by Anthony Sherman, who was a soldier with the Continental Army at Valley Forge during the winter of 1777. Now listen carefully to what I'm telling you. Sherman claims to have overheard Washington tell an officer that an angel had revealed a prophetic vision of him to America. Okay? The passage of 150 years has been known by some as an actual account, and while it was recorded in the Library of Congress, some speculated that it was a story written for political purposes. Yeah, what is right? How could it be written for political purposes if it's a foreshadowing of what's happening in America, and it was written back then in 1777?
Mm-hmm.
To tell us what's going down the line. Here's the last one. Right before the break, we hit off on this one real quick. And you need to listen, too, because it talks about Africa here.
Yeah.
Again, I heard the mysterious voice saying, "This is an angel speaking to George Washington. Son of the Republic, the end of the century cometh. Look and learn. At this dark, shadowy angel turned his face." Now it's a guy angel, okay? "Southward and from Africa, and I saw an ill-omened scepter approach our land. It fitted slowly over every town and the city of the latter." Okay? "The inhabitants presently set themselves in battle array against each other. As I continued looking, I saw a bright angel on whose brow rested a crown of light on which was traced the word Union." Mm-hmm. Now we're in the Civil War.
Yeah.
Okay? "Bearing the American flag which placed between the divided nation."
Mm-hmm.
How would he have written this in 1777 if it was political purposes and this didn't happen until the mid-1800s?
I think the way that I understood it was is Washington gave the vision or got the vision in the 1700s. And then 150 years later, whatever the time span was.
Yeah, 150 years.
It was the Civil War time. The war wasn't over yet. And so this, he went to the papers, because this man was about to die, Mr. Sherman, and he said, "Listen, George Washington prophesied about this very war that we're in right now." And then the Northern paper picked it up. I can't recall the name of the paper. And then they published it.
He must have known. Was it related to Methuselah or something?
Well, that's why the 150 kind of confused me. But I know that this guy was just rounding or getting near 100 or something like that. It was on an anniversary after the war had been done or something like that.
Well, let me go on here. "As I continued looking, I saw a bright angel on whose brow rested a crown of light on which was traced the word Union, bearing the American flag which he placed between the divided nation, and said, Remember, you are brethren."
That's right.
There's no question as to what that was. That was a civil war. Mm-hmm. "Instantly, the inhabitants casting from them their weapons became friends once more."
Yeah.
And go down south and try to call them. It's still going.
"Are you our friend?"
It's still raging, friends. "And united around the national standard. And again, I heard the mysterious voice saying, Son of the Republic, look and learn. At this, the dark, shadowy angel placed a trumpet to his mouth and blew three distinct blasts. And taking water from the ocean, he sprinkled it upon Europe, Asia, and Africa. Then my eyes beheld a fearful scene. From each of these countries arose thick black clouds that were soon joined into one. Throughout this mass there gleamed a dark red light by which I saw hordes of armed men who, moving with the cloud, marched by land and sailed by sea to America. Our country was enveloped in this volume of cloud, and I saw these vast armies devastate the whole country and burn the villages," speaking of America, "towns and cities that I beheld springing up. As my ears listening to the thundering of the cannon, clashing of sword, and the shouts and cries of millions in mortal combat," that was another discrepancy. Because he's talking about cannon fire, mm-hmm. which he could liken that unto what we have in a modern... I mean, you look at a tank today, and that would be cannon fire to them, I suppose, if you wanted to go that far with it. And then the other one was the clashing of the sword, mm-hmm. and the shouts and cries of millions in mortal combat.
Yep. That's kind of the strangeness of, like, when you read the book of Revelation, and you're like, these beasts, and they sound like grasshoppers and all the...
Yeah.
That was back in the day before they knew what a helicopter sounded like, before they'd seen an atomic bomb. So the way that they describe it may not be the way that you and I would describe it, just because we have knowingly. But I get what you're saying now. He's bringing up the cannons and different things like that. But, folks, that is something that we have in America right now. Both seas protect our borders on either side, east and west. It's going to take an awful long time for any major armed force force to move onto our soil. So if all of a sudden...
Without us knowing about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if all of a sudden China decides we're going to declare war on America, well, how are they going to do it? You're going to have to cross a huge sea. Well, you're a sitting duck if you're sitting on a boat out there, because all we do is take a couple missiles and we launch it at them and there goes all of your army. But it's a slow infiltration. And right here what you're seeing through the vision is all these other countries coming together. Now, if you look at the moral depravity that's happened in Europe or in Africa, I don't know that Africa has ever been not morally depraved, at least in most of the country. If you look at those continents and how they eventually, who are they going to turn against? Well, those that have moral light. And folks, in your own country, we have a constitution that is light, period. People yeah. see it as such all throughout the world. There's people in other countries.
Well, the Statue of Liberty enlightening the world.
That's right. And yeah. I feel sometimes that our veterans are more heroes to people on other continents than they are to most people in America right now.
Well, because
now.
America doesn't know oppression the
That's
way that
exactly
those third
right.
world countries do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when you have these other regimes from other countries who have gone further down the moral bankruptcy chain, they're eventually going to try to snuff out America's light. And I see that that's exactly what the UN is attempting to do right now. America is used for its military muscle, yeah. but they ship our military
Henry
muscle.
Kissinger.
That's right.
Yeah.
They ship our muscle into other countries.
Yeah, to police the world.
Exactly.
To establish a world empire.
While our own country is open and we bring UN troops in from different countries
yeah.
that...
Well, I guess it's our job to go protect other countries, and I guess it's Hillary Clinton's job to go out there and just, you know, basically dethrone dictators and put new dictators in their place that agree with their ideology. I guess that's her job, America.
Or, you know, is it George Bush's job to go get Saddam Hussein, like him
yeah,
or love
kill
him?
Thousands of innocent people.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was pretty great. And I guess that's acceptable as long as you're a conservative in a republic
right.
without knowing the facts.
And
I guess that's probably the upright thing to do.
And you pray, and
yeah.
you're going to bring democracy and Christianity to other countries,
sure.
right?
Yeah, we're going to bring our goodness to them by
that's right.
force.
That's right.
Yeah.
By the bayonet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, where's the ACLU for that?
That works.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is up with those guys?
Anyway? I'm just curious.
Oh, gosh, I think they're looking for another state.
We should ship them over to these third world countries and see
yeah.
how much they like it there.
Dig wells.
Yeah, no, tell them to go sue the Muslims. Go tell them
right.
to sue those people that
Tolerance
don't agree with them.
Tolerance and love.
See how long their head stays on their shoulders.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't go there.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We'll get back to this vision in a second. Isn't it interesting that anybody talks about their prophet,
yep.
there's civil war.
Yep.
But it's okay to just go ahead and blaspheme the name of the Son of God in America, and American pastors sit back and let
sure.
it happen.
Because of freedom of speech,
yeah,
right?
Sure, yeah.
yeah.
All right, let's get back to this. I love when we hit points like that because mm-hmm. it's really important for people to really catch that.
It is.
These pastors are right, man, by not doing their job.
Exactly.
These politicians by policing
really
the world.
Helping
it's,
out.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best thing in the world. It's the best medicine for America.
They love Jesus.
Totally. Mm-hmm. They said they did.
Of course.
They always do.
Yeah.
Now, come on, if they said they did, I mean,
nice.
They think something's wrong.
He went to Bible school.
Wait a second. Isn't that what Barack Hussein Obama said? What we once were, we are no longer
yeah.
a Christian nation.
Whatever we
well,
once
then what
were,
are we,
you know.
Dog?
Whatever,
huh?
you know.
Yeah, well, I guess he's about to find that out, isn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to this. The angel telling the vision to George Washington. Son of the Republic, look and learn. At this, the dark, shadowy angel placed a trumpet to his mouth and blew three distinct blasts, and taking water from the ocean, he sprinkled it upon Europe, Asia, and Africa. Then my eyes beheld a fearful scene. Oh, that was really quick.
That was fast, Johnny.
That scared me. That really scared
yeah,
me.
Yeah, this table scared
it
me
was.
A minute ago.
Folks, we're going to come right back. We'll finish this portion up. Oh, you know, we have no lines for anybody to call in on, too. And this is really where
Go
we
to
need
Facebook
to hear the voice of the people. Please do, yep.
Go to Facebook.
We'll pick up your comments. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, or go to Sons of Liberty on Facebook and post
Just
your comments.
Sons of Liberty.
Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and honestly, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Sons of Liberty talking about George Washington's vision. And again, I heard the mysterious voice saying, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." When the voice had ceased, the dark, shadowy angel placed his trumpet once more to his mouth and blew a long and fearful blast. Instantly, a light as of a thousand suns shone down from above, and Pierce broke into the fragments, the dark cloud which enveloped America. Boy, I almost sounded Russian style, didn't I?
America.
Can I have another cup of that coffee, please? I got to get the A's on there. At that same moment, the angel upon whose head still shone the word Union, and who bore our national flag in one hand and a sword in the other, descended from the heavens, attended by legions of white spirits. These immediately joined the inhabitants of America, who I perceived were nigh overcome, but who immediately, taking courage again, closed up their broken ranks and renewed the battle. Sounds like Gettysburg. Again, amid the fearful noise, I'm not in Gettysburg, I'm just likening onto it. Amid the fearful noise of the conflict, I heard the mysterious voice saying, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." As the voice ceased, the shadowy angel from the last time dipped water from the ocean and sprinkled it upon America. Instantly, the dark cloud rolled back, and together with the armies that had brought, leaving the inhabitants of the land victorious. Then once more I beheld the villages, towns, and cities springing up where I had seen them before, while the bright angel planting the azure standard that had brought, in the midst of them, cried with a loud voice, "Will the stars remain in the heavens, send down dew upon the earth? So long shall the Union last." Listen to this, friends.
This is my favorite part.
Go ahead.
This is my favorite part, because the Union is a union, and folks, we didn't come up with this idea on our own.
This is God's
business. This nation was God's. Exactly.
Yeah.
Just like you're not going to destroy Israel, and I'm not just speaking of the geographical location of Israel, God's people. You're not going to destroy them because they're God's people, and I don't believe any more than you can destroy God's people than you can destroy the union that was made and given to this world by God.
Well, it's the apple of his eye.
Amen.
And touch not mine anointing has meaning to God.
Don't touch it.
Yeah, so if you want to go there and play with that, you go ahead and find out. And I don't care. You can gather all the war, all the countries of the world against God's chosen, and I'm telling you what, friends, the gates of hell shall not prevail. They will fall. Those that gather together against the righteous, they shall fall for my name's sake, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Not Bradley, not man's opinion, but the Spirit of God. Let me go back to this. While the stars remain and the heavens send down upon dew upon the earth, so long shall the union last. And taking from his brow the crown on which blazoned the word union, he placed it on the standard while the people kneeling down said amen. The scene instantly began to fade and dissolve, and I at last saw nothing but the rising, curling vapor I first beheld. This also disappearing, I found myself once more gazing upon the mysterious visitor, who in the same voice I heard say, Son of the Republic, what you have seen is the interrupted. Three great perils will come on the Republic, America. The most fearful is the third. That would be the last ones, friends. But in the greatest conflict, the whole world united shall not prevail against her. Listen again. The most fearful is the third, but in the greatest conflict, the whole world united shall not prevail against America. Let every child of the Republic learn to live for his God, his land, and the Union. And with these words, the vision vanished, and I started from my seat and felt that I had seen a vision where it had shown me to the birth, progress, and the destiny of the United States. Mm-hmm. Written by Mr. George Washington.
And now we're at the destiny of the United States. And folks, this is the way that I look at it. I'm not waiting and relying upon God to do all things for me. I want to be a part of it with him. So everything that he does, whether he preserves, it's not that we're going to sit back and he's just going to do it. We're going to partake in that.
George Washington.
Exactly.
We're talking about the vision of George Washington.
Where was he in the battle?
I recollect this right now in thought. I'd rather die on my feet than on my knees.
Yep. Amen. That's a great thought. That is a great thought.
It's true.
You know, here's another thing, too, that was said of him.
I'm sorry, not deeds, not words, was his motto. Mm-hmm. That's 1 John 3:18.
And Robert E. Lee's, I believe it was his father or his grandfather that said, George Washington was first to battle, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. Yeah. That is a God-given anointing that was on that man. Yeah. He could have stayed.
Well, people acknowledge him as an apostolic George Washington back then.
He was the father of this nation.
Yeah.
And not just by word, not because of his political excellence.
He fought for it.
Though he had both, he was the one that fought for it.
And interestingly enough, when they called for war back then, they were the ones to go first.
That's right.
Not the other way around. They didn't send your
commander
sons.
Commander-in-chief.
That's right.
He was literally a commander-in-chief.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the one at the front of the line.
Dictator-in-chief, you mean? We'll send your kid, but mine stay home.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
Yeah. To the distinguished character of a patriot, it should be our highest glory to laud the more distinguished character of a Christian. Amen.
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 So if you are a Christian and you are doing, God promises the victory. That is my favorite part about this whole summing up. Because most of the stuff that we can understand, historically speaking, of what did happen and how we have been preserved. But folks, the way that we are preserving ourselves right now has to be on the right foundation. Now, God chastises.
Go ahead.
And I believe serious chastisement is coming to America. And it's already here, actually. It's in our midst. If we would open up our eyes and we could see. Everybody sees the hurricanes going on right now. People are dying.
Okay, well, you know, it's just what happens. Sometimes the ocean goes crazy and the weather comes. It's just a natural phenomena.
I don't believe that at all. I believe that God does those sort of things to wake people up. And when you go into those situations where there's natural disasters, when I used to live in Hawaii, we'd have hurricanes. Guess what everybody was doing inside of their house with no electricity? They were praying.
Yeah.
Why? Because all of a sudden God became very real and very relevant to every one of us because we didn't know if we were going to get wiped off the island.
It's just too bad that America has to turn to God in their dire need.
Exactly.
Because why don't we pay attention before the plane goes down?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people begin to pray when the plane goes down. What were you doing before the plane is going down?
Yep.
Drinking, boozing, partying. What were you doing? Living your own licentious lives, your own lascivious lives?
Mm-hmm.
Or how couldn't we live for those that died for us is really what it comes down to.
And how many Americans, and we're talking parents, have lost their children through wars? I mean, if I go to World War II and I think about all the mothers that got the flag, that got the announcement that came back that their son
flag.
And you know, the point is that those people did live for what their sons and daughters died for. It was blood bought. They didn't play with it. And that's no different in Christianity. When you see a pastor who plays with sin, that tolerates it, that accepts it. We talked about the devil telling Hagar the other day. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And it's crime against God, your creator, who gave you life, liberty, and property.
1 John 3:4.
Thank you. Yeah. And if you take a look at that, and you see a pastor. They're not a pastor. They're a fox in sheep's clothing, yeah, as the gal said the other day, or a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Well, hirelings don't fight off the wolves, Jake.
No, they won't.
What they do is they move out of the way, and they let the wolves devour the sheep.
That's right.
And what are you seeing from 300,000 pulpits in America today?
Exactly.
The pastors, the self-proclaimed hirelings is what they are. They move out of the way, and they just let the wolves in to devour the sheep.
That's right.
That's not scriptural at all, friends. Not at all.
You know, and so many pastors nowadays can preach an eloquent sermon on how the evils of America are happening, but when it really gets down to it, I'll take a pastor who can't read, who will just go out there on the streets and win men.
Are you talking about the people, Jake, that are decrying it's the end times?
It's the end times.
No. God,
have a conference.
Hey, here, let's rewrite your little script there, friends. It's keep God's commandments and live. Mm-hmm. Keep God's commandments and live. Keep God's commandments and live. Keep His judgments and you shall prosper. Keep His judgments and you shall prosper. What preserves the republic? Judgments unto justice, so we can have peace. The problem is the American people are standing down in the face of tyranny. So don't sit there and tell me, you false prophets, I don't even want to call you that, you hirelings, that are sitting there talking about the end times. They thought the end times were taking place during the Revolutionary War as well. But they put up a flag that said, no king but King Jesus. They put up a flag that said, appeal to heaven. That's what time it is, friends. It's not to sit there and go around and collect money from a bunch of burnt hippies who did absolutely nothing. And by the way, they're going to stand before God on Judgment Day, and they're going to have to answer for what they left undone. And what they left undone was God's commandments.
That's right.
End of story.
That's right.
There's no get any more clear than that, friends.
You can't.
They're lazy. They're lethargic. They have not the spirit of Christ in any sense of the word. They don't know what it means to overcome the world. They don't know what greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. They don't know the love that makes us more than conquerors through Him who loved us. That's completely foreign to them.
It is completely
foreign. The Bible tells us we know them by their fruits. And when they don't have any fruits on their tree, folks, that tells you it's a cursed tree. And it's going to be withered. And it's going to be plucked from its roots on that final day. And any plant that my Father has not planted will be uprooted. Mm-hmm. And they are. That's why they're saying end times, mm-hmm, end times.
To them, it is the end times.
Oh, it is the end times.
They're
right.
Done.
You're exactly
done.
Right. Hey, and thank you for what you've left us.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. You guys are the worst.
And you know what?
Not the Beyonce. They're the worst, Jake.
And as the time is ticking, that means to me, I've got even less time to get busy and to go out and to do. And that's exactly what our founder said. Hey, if Christ is coming soon, we got a lot of work to do.
That's
we
right.
need to get out there and do it. We need to start double timing.
And he warned of that.
Amen.
How many times did he warn of that?
He sure did.
Yeah.
That was his warning. His warning is always an exhortation to get out and do. It's never a warning to, oh, well, there's not, you know, I just got to quit. There's nothing more to do.
Let George say it. Okay?
Let's let him do it.
The Bible says in the book of Malachi 3 that God writes a book of remembrance to those that feared Him. They walked in Him in a filial fear as a son to a father.
Amen.
See, He's God to the world, but He's daddy to me and Jake. George Washington rightly said, the fate of unborn millions will now depend, under God, on the courage of this army. You, friends, our cruel and unrelenting enemy in this administration leaves us the only choice of brave resistance or the most abject submission. We have, therefore, to resolve to conquer or to die. Because, friends, it's really coming to that. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You got Bradley and Jake. If you'd like to be one of my Facebook friends, Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on my Facebook, double E, or follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
Speaking of which, yeah, I think it would be. Dissect it. Yeah. It's great. Well, folks, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. No phone number today. We're live out of North Dakota doing high school assemblies. The kids, the producers for the Sons of Liberty, actually did an elementary assembly as well. And I thought it was great, by the way. I really did. I was embarrassed for Jake's wife, but aside of that, she's here today, too. Her face is redder than the clown's was. But I would, too, the way she was dancing around. But we're live out of North Dakota right now. We're in Minot, North Dakota. My brother's stationed here in the Air Force for a year and a half. And matter of fact, I called him the other day when I was driving down the street, and I said, Brian, guess where I'm at? And he said, where? And I said, I'm right next to Burger King in Minot. And he knew right where it was. And I was just waiting for the, yeah, so what?
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, but anyways, talking about the perilous times that we're in right now, friends, we just got done reading off George Washington's vision that was written by Anthony Sherman, which is in the Library of Congress. Can you find errors in the vision? Yeah, but you know what? Maybe it was Anthony Sherman's, because I'll tell you what. What he prophesied was pretty much right on the money as to how things are going to come down, except the third peril. Yep. And basically, the angel told George Washington in this vision, which is available on the Library of Congress, George Washington's vision, that the Union will never be destroyed, calling him the son of the Republic. And we're talking about. Aside of that, we were just talking about how we need to stand up because we are in perilous times today. George Washington again said the time is now near at hand, which most probably determine whether Americans are to be freemen or slaves, whether they are to have any property they can call their own, whether their houses or farms are to be pillaged and destroyed and themselves consigned to a state of wretchedness from which no human efforts will deliver them. Listen to that again. No human efforts. We're talking about a man that knew God.
Yes, we are.
We're talking about a general of God that really, he obeyed the word of God and he's seen the witness of the Spirit. Amen. And the power of God revealed on his behalf. Yep. Who has believed the report of the Lord? I have. Who,
right.
To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Washington knew that. Amen. And the generals of God knew that. Folks, do a study from modern preachers and go back into the 1800s and 1700s and the 1600s, the Puritan preachers that obeyed God to the fullest because they loved him. Mm-hmm. And see the difference. Because back then they didn't talk about God, they walked with God.
That's right.
So they only talk about and speculate God's miracles and his power. Well, wait a second. We have the same God. Mm-hmm. God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Malachi 3:16, he says, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. So if he didn't change and he's faithful unto a thousand generations, who's at fault? Is it God or is it us?
Yep.
And I want to say one thing. Law says do this and live. Grace says live and do this. I want you to make the distinction. Because, folks, we have the same accessibility because Christ died for us, just like he died for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to prove who he is. And I'm telling you what, the Lord is waiting for those to prove him.
And I think a good example of that, and everybody knows Martin Luther because of sola grace or faith,
you're talking
faith
about
alone.
The reformer.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're going to to Christianity, not this Christianity. Well, it is this Christianity. Martin Luther stood up, and he's always known as the one who said, believe in grace and not works, to exemplify the Puritan preachers that you were referring to. Martin Luther said when he was questioned, this was in one of the films just about his life, and one of his Catholic students asked him the question, so Martin, you're saying it's all of grace, it's not of works
yeah.
for my salvation.
Yeah.
And Martin Luther said, yes, that's exactly what it is. And he said, so I can do whatever I want to do and I can still go to heaven. And Martin Luther said, yes, that's exactly right, you can.
Yeah.
And he looked around to all of his friends and they were looking at each other like, yeah, we're going to go to the bar, we're going to go to the brothel. And Martin Luther asked him the question, but what do you want to do? What is it you want to do? Do you want to get active for the Lord? What did George Washington do? What did the Puritan preachers do? It wasn't found in their intellect. It was in what they did.
That's right.
And that proved their Christianity.
Spurgeon does that all the time. It's like you're reading. It's like, wait a second. Are you,
talking about?
Are you advocating disobedience to God? No. What do you want to do? That tells you whose spirit you're born of.
It's a perfect obedience.
It's great.
Because now it's not an obedience that's done by fear, or as you
well,
said
my
before,
friends are doing it.
Exactly.
Or I'm a little church clicky club.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's done by love.
Yes.
And love will always know. You say it oftentimes on the radio. Love, since when does hate ever tell the truth?
Yeah.
Well, love is willing to cross a line that shows itself that, you know what?
It demonstrates itself. Yes.
I may get bad feedback. I may get my reputation slandered, but I'm so willing for the sake of principle and love to step over that and say, whatever to myself is Christ did on the cross.
So in essence, what you're saying is I don't want to be a part of the problem. I want to be a part of bringing the answers.
Right.
That's exactly right.
It's more
right.
important to do that.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was just reading Psalm 35, and I read the Psalms pretty much every day and every night
I
go to sleep.
Isn't that the Psalm that they were reading? And the first prayer in Congress?
The Continental Congress is
yeah.
praying. George Washington, a member of the Continental Congress, a Virginia delegate. And listen to what he experienced because of his works, because we're talking about literally prophecy in the Bible being brought to reality. The first verse says, plead my cause. Now picture Americans and the British struggle. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Did George Washington see? Yeah. Through his own army, he saw God's hand literally fight against his enemies as he was on the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine George and the boys just sitting back saying, well, you know, let's read this psalm. God's going to take care of the British army.
Yeah.
I've heard some people say that. Well, they should have just prayed. It wasn't scriptural how they went to war against Great Britain. You know, obey those powers because those powers are from God.
He who lives by the sword is going to die by the sword, you know.
And then he says, take hold of shield and buckler, stand up for my help. This is King David in Psalm 35, the prayer in Continental Congress that George Washington prayed and bowed his head for. And then he went out and experienced and saw the end of.
Mm-hmm.
Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my
literally.
Soul. I am thy salvation. Who could they have trusted in America? 13 dinky colonies, no central bank, no means to tax
less
their own citizenry.
Less than 3% of the population under attack
exactly.
by the British Empire.
And on their own soil, many people were still loyalists that believed to be loyal to the crown.
Tories.
All odds were against them.
Tories.
Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Can you just imagine King George saying, how in the world did this happen?
Yeah.
How was I defeated?
Yeah.
I have the greatest navy in the world, and I have a huge army, and the payroll goes without end.
Yeah.
And I couldn't subdue people that most of them were loyal to me on this particular in these particular colonies, mm-hmm. and I couldn't subdue that little skimpy army that I had running all over the boroughs of New York and mm-hmm. on the run most of the war? That's exactly right. He was covered with shame. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them, which means to push violently.
If you read some of the actual events that took place when George Washington was being chased down like a dog.
Miraculous.
God putting clouds. I mean,
fog.
Completely in the sense of throwing off the enemy's sensors as to what they should do. God would turn it where it looked like George was going to be snuffed out.
Yeah, it was the end.
That's right. And then God would give. God would put that sword in George's hands to snuff out the enemy. So, and that's the history of America. There's no question about it. We are a miracle.
You got it.
And that's what's awesome about this country in every sense of the word.
And this is just one of the verses in Psalm 35, and I'll finish with this. You can read it in your own Bible, folks, Psalm 35. But in verse 10 it says, "All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee?"
Amen.
And I'm picturing George Washington when he was in his inauguration, when he was brought as president, and all those leaders that had been colonels in the war, generals in the war, and they had fought to see this dream, which was only a dream, come true, America.
Let me give them one.
Can I finish this?
Yes, you can.
"Which delivereth the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him." And they saw that evidence of God doing these things on their behalf.
Amen. During the French and Indian War, occurring nearly 20 years before the American Revolution, 23-year-old Georgie Washington and 1,300 British American troops walked right into an ambush. And after 2 hours of battle, 714 of the 1,300 British and American troops had been shot down. Only 30 of the French and Indians had been shot. Of the 86 British American officers in that battle, George Washington was the only one left on his horse. When he had taken off his jacket, there were 4 bullet holes in his jacket, yet not a single bullet had touched him. And several horses had been shot from under him as well, but had never been harmed in any sense of the word.
Now, how does
George
that
Washington.
Happen?
He told his family, this is how. He told his family, "By the all-powerful dispensations of providence, I have been protected beyond all human probability or expectation." 15 years later, the Indian chief that was shooting at him told George Washington that he had shot at him 17 different times without effect. And believing Washington to be under the great care of the Spirit, the Indian thought he was, he ordered his men to stop firing at Washington. He told George Washington, "I have traveled a long and weary path that I might see the young warrior of the great battle." He said, "I am come to pay homage to the man," listen carefully, "to a particular favorite of heaven, and who can never die in battle."
Mm-hmm.
Boy, how did that Native American know, man?
He knew by demonstration.
Yes, he did. And that's why David, you're talking about David in Psalm 35. David knew more than his ancients did because he partook with the Lord and he had the testimonies of the Lord. Most people don't want to go that far.
Mm-hmm. And this is the end and the conclusion of that psalm. "Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified." Why are we one nation under God? Why is this a Christian nation? Because they knew without him as the source, this could have never happened. "Which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, and my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness." Why is justice the guardian of liberty? Why is it in stone on our Supreme Court? "And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long."
Amen.
Why do so many of our leaders, why do we swear an oath to God, so help me God, in every one of our inauguration ceremonies?
I think the best thing to do, though, Jake, and of course, again, I'm being facetious, let's just talk about the bad politicians that are destroying our country.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not give the American people history as to what they need to reestablish what we once had, so they don't listen to those whack jobs that are talking about the end times, the end times, or those...
Go to a conference.
How about those conservatives that are on the radio all the time, chasing their tail, circular reasoning, never bringing things to resolve, and people wonder why they go home at night and they go to bed at night and they wake up and they're completely depressed.
Yep. No peace.
And then what they do is they have the audacity to turn that radio station on again.
Like it's going to help them, isn't
it? No! Folks, know your history. Know your history, because once you know your history, then you can go back to your history. And we're pointing the finger all the time back to the God of our fathers and the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't care what you've been taught. I don't care if you've been raised in the church and you think all fanaticism. Let me tell you what. We know by personal experience he is who he says he is. Have you obeyed his word to the full? Maybe. If not, therein lies the problem. I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about some of those miracles that Jake was just talking about. But yet we'll go back to George Washington, the first president of the United States. This is some pretty awesome stuff. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Council of War, speaking of George Washington and the miracles that were wrought to establish this country, held on February 16, 1776, the American commander decided on a plan to break the stalemate during the British out of Boston before the expected reinforcements arrived. General Washington had overestimated the ability of his men, and the outcome of his plan would have been disastrous. The night of the planned attacks, a terrible storm struck, preventing both armies from putting their plans into action. General Howe realized his window of opportunity had passed. Dorchester Heights was now practically invincible. He called off the British attack and notified General Washington of his intentions to abandon Boston and agreed to not burn the city if he was allowed to evacuate without interference.
In Washington.
And you know what? Beautiful. Spurgeon was just talking about that. You just give the enemies of righteousness enough rope, amen, and they will hang themselves.
Amen.
And they do, friends. They do.
It just reminds me of David when he said, "Fight against them that fight against me." And he says, "Take hold of shield and buckler." And he talks about those that are too strong for him.
Yeah. Let them be taken in their own by the cords of their own iniquity. Let them be taken by the net that they laid privily for us. Let them be taken in it. Let them fall into the nets or the ditches that they themselves have dug. Let them be repaid to their own pates, their own wicked counsels. Just give them enough rope. They'll do it.
And who alone is like unto thee, Lord? That's what he would say at the end of all those. Only God does those sort of things.
Amen. At the end of the same year, 1776, talking about the miracles that were wrought to establish this country, the revolution was falling apart, and most of the army's establishments, or enlistments, were up. What the revolution needed was an important victory. Wow. They needed a precedent. Does that sound familiar? Yep. Washington planned an attack on Trenton based on information received from his informants. And the only way it could succeed is if his total surprise was achieved. No other way. However, his informants had failed to mention that the Hessians constantly patrolled the banks of the Delaware River. Expound.
Well, the Hessians, this is basically what happened.
Hessians, Hessians, whatever the case. H-E-S-S-I-A-N-S.
Depends what continent you're on, I guess.
No, well, I guess you were born in Montana, I was born in Minnesota, right? Okay.
That's right. The Hessians, they were hired as mercenaries. These weren't even people that were from America, had no British interest, they were there for a paycheck, that was it. But that was who George was using against his own people.
I wasn't born in Minnesota.
Oh, you weren't?
Wow.
That's awesome.
I need some stronger coffee or something, guys. Okay, yeah. I was actually born in South Dakota.
South Dakota.
She's pointing her finger saying, Bradley, you got to be factual radio. I'm sorry about that.
I heard that South Dakota's a lot like North Dakota.
Yeah, we're called South Dakotians.
It's just more north.
Do you want to say that a different way since you're from Montana?
South Dakotians.
Okay, so the Hessians constantly patrolled the banks of the Delaware River. The Hessians, they were good guys, right?
Oh, lovely guys.
And who hired those guys to destroy the colonials?
Better king named George.
Yeah, a bad guy, right? Now let me go on. On Christmas Day, bad men.
Bad.
The weather was so bad on Christmas Day that the commander of the Hessian forces at Trenton decided to cease the patrols that had been on a regular routine. Had it not been for the miserable weather, the American attack would have been discovered, and without the element of surprise, would have failed.
Look at these.
Here again, divine intervention saved the revolution.
And it was completely miraculous. Number one, Washington was walking into a trap, just like you talked about before with Howe. It was God then that saw his servant was about to walk into a trap. Sends weather. Now, most people probably think, oh, what kind of crappy weather is this? It's on Christmas. This is awful. The armies are probably complaining, not knowing that that's exactly what saved their lives.
That's right.
And how many miracles after miracle after miracle happened in that war that prevented George Washington. The book of Psalms 34:22 says, "The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate." They won't be left with nothing.
Yeah.
And here's Washington again showing that.
Once again, revolution. Revolution. Yeah. Isn't that interesting when you look in Scripture that people often talk about, you know, we have to abide by civil authority? I mean, that's what they're saying.
God.
Dude, that's what they were saying back then, too.
Yeah.
We got the church, the professed church was sitting around saying it's the end times and we have to abide by civil authority.
Yes.
Look what King George was doing. Are you telling me that King George was aligned with the God of heaven in his doings? Absolutely not. He was at war with God and at war with his church. Was the church not to throw off that tyrant?
Yes.
Let's go to Scripture, the book of Acts. Remember when God sent that angel in to get Peter out of prison?
Yeah, he disobeyed the civil authority.
Isn't that crazy?
Who sent disobedient
that? Wait
angel.
A second. Who sent that angel, Jake? Remember Paul and Silas?
Rebellious one.
Who sent that earthquake? I'm just kind of curious.
I'd say it was
boy,
the God
America
the
is so backwards in its understanding of Scripture.
It's like all
it's
of a sudden,
something else, isn't it,
if a king gets too bad, he's just going to die so that good people won't be oppressed
sure,
anymore.
Sure, right.
You know, there's like a barometer of badness.
Evil prevails because good men do nothing.
Well said.
That's it.
Well said.
Thank you. I just that just came to me.
It's just flowing for me today.
Burke comes to mind a little bit. Eddie Burke? Edmund Burke. There we go, Edmund Burke.
I thought it was your Minnesotan blood that was...
No, dude. Hey,
revenge.
Man, I'm not stupid. I know those guys that fought for us. Those are the ones that understand
nothing
more
new
than anybody else.
Nothing new under the sun.
Let's go to the Battle of Yorktown.
Shall we?
You know, I mean, here...
We must beware of overreaching!
Let's speak in truth here. By the looks of the professed church in America, okay, for what they offer.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the leadership that we've had for the last 40 years, and politics as well, friends. Mm-hmm. If you had a football coach losing that many games as they have over the last 40 years in 1 year, I'll tell you what, you'd have got rid of them the first season. But you let them go on year after year, decade after decade, generation after generation, and then you wonder why you keep getting the same results.
Mm-hmm.
By the looks at the professing church and the politics of today, the way they look, Jake, they only encourage the enemy to do what they do.
Hey, guys, over here. Let's do it over here.
Oh, I mean, you look at some of these pastors today, dude, they all look the same. They all got the same effeminate, spineless, capitulating vibe about them. I can't stand them.
Femme is really the word.
I can't stand for them.
Femme is completely the word. The way that they dress up, the way that they, everything. It's
Emmy. And then America wonders why their wives have to stand up and do the job. Right. Because you're not doing the job, right, man.
And just look at the pictures.
That's a high five to you women out there.
Look at the billboards, right? It's always the man and now the woman. And the woman is playing more of the dominant role in most of these ministries.
Yeah, you have a Michelle Bachmann today. You have a Palin today, and which I'm not a big fan of. But I do like Bachmann. I think she's great at what she does. I think she's principled, and that's what I like about her. She gets off principle, I'll be the first one to smack her down.
And yeah,
but the bottom line is why is she doing what she's doing? Because the man's not.
Yep.
Yeah. And
does
why
that
is
hurt, man?
Let me
it
say,
must be the end times. That's what happens.
Why
in the
is
end times.
Pelosi, Reid, and Obama doing what they're doing? Because the men are.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. You got to let the women do the job for you. And according to what Obama's doing and what he's got his fingers in, I don't think he knows the difference neither.
Oh, that's right. He's a guy.
No, remember the first gay president?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's more stuff coming out on that on a daily basis as well. In October of 1781, speaking of the miracles that were wrought in this country to establish this most awesome country that God gave unto us,
amen,
God is always willing to give you what you're willing to fight for, church. Forget that not. In October of 1781, the Southern Continental Army, with the assistance of the French fleet, had trapped Lord Cornwallis. What a name.
Poor guy. Oh, hey, he wasn't
corny.
From Montana, I can tell you that.
Corny, isn't he? Cornwallis. Washington and the French general marched their respective armies south to join the siege and destroy General Washington. What would you guys do without me? Yeah, besides have normal lives.
Normal?
Yes.
I don't think I'd have a normal life.
No. You know what? One prerequisite for this ministry is if you are normal, we don't want you here. Because God doesn't raise up normal kids.
No, people are like, is this normal? Yeah. No, and it's not supposed to be.
All right, so we'll do this again. March their respective armies south to join the siege, the slow takeover, friends, and destroy General Cornwallis and his army. This remarkable effort was achieved in spite of numerous logistic problems. By September 29th, Yorktown was completely surrounded. It soon became clear to Cornwallis that a rescue force would not be coming, and his position was hopeless with only one chance of survival. On the night of October 16th and 17th, Cornwallis planned a daring maneuver to excavate Yorktown. Excavating Yorktown isn't the right word here. Sorry, friends. Evacuate.
You can, like, build roads.
He's sending a big plow or a bulldozer or something. I'm sorry.
Bulldozer's over here, guys.
Okay, the British fortifications at Gloucester Point were opposed by a mixed force, a total of 2,900. Cornwallis' attacking force's entire command numbered about 9,750. The attack would be a surprise and would overwhelm the Americans and the French. That night at the evacuation operation, not excavation operation, had started. You guys mock me? You guys are mocking me.
Laughing right with
you're
you.
Fired.
With
you're
you.
Fired.
With
what
you.
About you? You got something to say about that? Go ahead, say
she's
it. You're
clown.
The best.
She always smiles. Of course she's laughing.
That night at the evacuation operation that had started, a storm struck again, making the crossing of Gloucester impossible. Cornwallis's last chance was denied him, not by Washington or by any
that's
other,
right,
but by divine intervention.
Woo!
How were you established, friends? By the God
hallelujah.
Of heaven through miracle after miracle
right.
after miracle. Friends, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out online, and we will be back in the saddle again on Monday from 2 to 3 Central Standard Time Zone. Sorry about that. 2 to 3 Central Standard Time Zone. Thank you for joining us today. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you then.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Aloe C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Aloe C. For more information and to order Aloe C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Aloe C today.